Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Friday.
Hi.
We made it, y'all. We made it.
We did it.
We did it. Oh, thank goodness. And then next week.
Yeah. Gonna have a short week next week for Thanksgiving. Finally, something to be excited about, right?
Seriously.
I mean, not really, because you can't really gather with your family for Thanksgiving.
But here's the first time right now I'm feeling like we have joy. You know, the holidays just naturally bring us joy.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I see that COVID vaccine on the horizon. It's kind of like, oh, okay, I'm going through that tunnel, and all of a sudden I see a little glimmer of light.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it feels like, wow, this is a really good reason to celebrate and be happy.
Yeah, and we get to drink like
A lot
more, and we get to eat a lot.
A lot.
I mean, who hasn't been doing that during COVID?
But that's what we've been doing this whole time.
I mean, seriously, it's nothing new than the second week of March.
Well, you get to eat and drink more.
Right. It's acceptable, even more acceptable because of the holidays. Hey, y'all, I didn't realize this, but yesterday was World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and new episodes of Jeopardy are still airing. And last night, Alex Trebek made a comment about it. And I thought it was really touching. Listen to this.
Before we get into today's match, a word about today. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. And if you or anyone you know has developed some of the symptoms that I have talked about in the past, then by all means, get to a doctor. Get yourself tested. I want you to be safe. This is a terrible, terrible disease.
You know, it's crazy. I have seen so many stories of celebrities, like stars, and even like YouTube stars, people who are on social media, and someone randomly, oftentimes it's someone they don't even know, will reach out to them and say, hey, I'm watching you on TV, or I'm seeing your videos or whatever, and I see a lump or something that's going on right here. I'm just using this as an example. Okay. Uh-huh. And it reminds me of what I went through, and you might want to go to the doctor and have that checked out. And oftentimes they end up saving their lives. It's really unbelievable how a stranger can recognize something in you that could help turn your life around. Well, there is a 70-year-old man in Arizona that credits Alex Trebek for saving his life. He watched Alex talk about some of the early warning signs of pancreatic cancer, decided to go to the doctor, and he ended up having it. Check this out.
I found out about this whole thing by mistake. I just got lucky. And that's what it comes down to. I was lucky enough to happen to turn on Jeopardy, and on the day that he happened to do his public service announcement, I just listened to what he had to say and was thinking, because I had been having an upper abdomen pain. If I hadn't been paying attention, if I hadn't happened to stumble across Alex Trebek's recording, his public service announcement, I wouldn't be here. There's a lot of coincidences, and I'm not always sure I believe in coincidences. So I think divine intervention is probably a good way to describe it.
Wow. You know what's crazy, dude, is the fact you played that clip of, like, I know Alex Trebek pre-records stuff for the day of, like the fact that he's passed away.
Yeah.
And it's like, but then he was like kind of like real time live, like with it recorded, you know?
Well,
like it's still airing. It's just crazy.
I think they had, after his passing, they had like 35 episodes.
Wow.
That they're going to continue to air because, as one of the producers said, that's what Alex wanted.
Yeah.
Trippy.
Anyway, notice the warning signs. Don't be afraid to go to the doctor and stamp it out quick, because, man, this stuff is. We just got to be on top of it.
Yep.
Our health now more than ever. All right. On a lighter note, hey, good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. It's Friday.
That's it's Friday.
And what happened? Why did Taylor ghost Chase after what Chase said was a really good first date? Y'all, the reason is hilarious. And you'll find out. Waiting by the phone. On the way next, Mix 94.7. Good morning.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex is here. Let's say hi to Chase.
Hi.
Chase, see how we can help you out here, Chase. What happened? Tell us about Taylor.
Hi, guys. So, I went out with this really great chick named Taylor. And
hope you did not call her a chick.
It's not a good start.
Okay. Lovely woman.
Okay, there you go.
Lovely woman named Taylor. I'm sorry, I'm from California. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're both from California. We got along really well. Well, we went out for pizza, and everything seemed to go well except for the food. She didn't seem like she was too into the pizza or into the food, but conversation was great. We even went to, like, competing high schools. Our sports teams put each other and everything like that. We kind of had a few people in common. But when I, asked for a second date, she kind of ghosted me. She declined and was really kind of vague, and that was about it. I haven't heard from her since.
Well, if she declined the date, she didn't really ghost you. She just said she wasn't interested. So you really, this is more of you're trying to figure out what happened.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. It was just vague. So it was there was never really any, like, kind of put off. So it was a no, but it was like an open-ended no.
All right. Well, let's call her and see if she will talk to us and find out what happened, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
Hang on.
Isn't it funny when he called her a chick and then we said that he said he's from California? We're like, that explains it.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, hope we're not bothering you. This is Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio on Mix 94.7, and we're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Chase on the phone, and that's why we're calling you. He has sought our help, and we're just really trying to be the middle people here to find out what happened on your date with him. I know this is a little unique. You didn't necessarily ghost him. He just said that you declined a second date, and he thought that things went really well. So we wanted to see if we can assist him in finding out what happened.
Okay.
Hey. good morning.
It's just, hi. Sorry, this is going to sound bad, I guess, but so I have, like, everyone has, like, pet peeves, right? And I can't stand mayo, like mayonnaise, and I have a visceral reaction to it. And, like, no offense, but, like, this dude put, like, mayo on, like, everything, to the point that he should have wrote, like, I'm in a relationship with mayo on his date's profile.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Wait, I thought you guys had pizza.
Yeah, he put mayo on his pizza. Like, we went.
Who does that?
And he asked for packets of mayo. And, like, not to, like, eat the crust or anything, but, like, straight up took a knife and, like, spread it all over his pizza. I was like, I had to, like, excuse myself to go to the bathroom because I was going to throw up. It was, like, so
That's
gross.
Weird.
And, like, I brought it up, like, kind of just to see, like, maybe it's, like, a weird pizza mayo thing. But he, like, eats it on his eggs or his, like, chocolate chip cookies. And it's just, like, it's a little too much. He's a nice guy. But it's just, honestly, it's, like, it was the mayo.
That's so weird.
Chase, what's up with your mayo fetish?
Yeah, she got me. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it actually made you feel ill, but I love mayo.
It's my thing.
I really do. I put it on everything. Like, if you don't knock it if you haven't tried it. You know what I mean?
No, I love mayo. Yes. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's probably my favorite condiment, but there's a time and a place. Like, I will destroy some mayo on a burger, but on my pizza?
Steak fries too, or French fries. I love me some mayo on them.
You put mayonnaise on a sandwich, right? What's on a sandwich? red tomato meat.
Yeah, the same thing as a pizza. I mean, that's a very good point.
Man, that is true.
Damn, in your face.
I mean, that was hard.
Now I kind of want to try it.
I'm telling you, it's good.
And by the way, though, like we dip our pizza in ranch.
Uh-huh. I mean, why could we dip it in mayo?
I mean, I don't know. He's kind of selling me on mayo more and more.
Okay.
Mayo bake.
But what about the chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, that's just weird. Yeah.
Okay, that's something like I watched someone do that with a Frosty, and I accidentally put it in my dipping thing for chips because I do the chips and mayo and ketchup.
Uh-huh.
And I dipped my cookie accidentally in a pile of mayo and ate it, and it was phenomenal.
Were you watching my 600-pound life? I mean, that sounds really bad.
Well, there you go, Chase. I mean, it's your love of mayo. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily you, per se, because she thought that you were cool. But, Taylor, are you saying that that's just too much of an obstacle to overcome?
It's just like, you know, we just met. I don't to like pick between me and mayo, but like there's no mayo in my house. Like I can't smell, I can't look at it. It's just like so gross. Yeah. To me, and
I can bring my own. I got plenty.
He's funny. That's cool.
I'm sorry, it's too much.
Yeah,
I love that. What she
it's
said.
All right.
He's in a relationship with mayo at the beginning. That was awesome.
I'll put it on my Tinder page or my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Mayo lover. If you don't love mayo, swipe left.
Agree to a date, and I'll pick you up in my Miracle Whip.
No miracle.
I just watched a video yesterday that had me bawling. And we need more of this. We need more of these happy, feel-good stories. It's one of those things where I'm going to walk you through it.
Okay.
But text trending to 51993, and you'll be able to watch it for yourself. It is so, so sweet. Okay, so I'm going to set this up here. This guy blindfolds his wife and takes her to her childhood home, where she is standing in front of, but she doesn't realize it. She is holding in her hand a bunch of huge, what do you call those that you get at Michael's, Sarah? The
poster board?
Poster boards, yes. And he has written notes on the poster board for the video. Yeah. So we can understand exactly what's happening, but she can't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through exactly what's happening as he lays down one poster board at a time. I bought my wife's childhood home. She has no idea it's the home that they're standing in front of. This is my wife, Borat voice. She loves this house. Sadly, 10 years ago, her parents had to sell. At the time, we were both...
Oh, man. Speed it up a little.
I mean, this is a lot of reading.
At the time, we were both drowning in student loans.
See, that could all fit on one poster.
He used one word for one giant poster board.
Bro, don't mess up this. Car payments, health insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just really, really bad for them. They had a ton of debt, credit cards included.
Yeah, just all the debt.
All the debt. Life in general just sucked.
Got it.
I was in debt with all the poster board you bought.
Okay. During COVID, this is where I start to cry, I lost my job. Thankfully, she's a teacher. So during the day, I started research, made a plan, and started my own business. Well, it's doing great. So guess what happened next, guys?
What?
Oh, you don't know? I made an offer on this home, her childhood home that she loves, that 10 years ago her parents were forced to sell. They accepted the offer, and now what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
He's going to go through one more poster board.
Today,
he's at 70 of them.
We close.
Yeah.
We are going to...
What are you
going to
do? Buy the house. Move in.
Raise our family...
Oh, is she pregnant?
...in this house.
That's very cute.
This is her dream. She doesn't know until now. He's going to turn her around and take off her blindfold, and she is going to see that this whole time she's been standing in front of her childhood home, the one that her parents had to give up 10 years ago that now they're going to move into. Come Come on, man. How sweet is that, huh?
Wait, did he tell her already?
Yeah, he's telling her right now.
Dude, that's her reaction?
She's trying to understand what exactly is happening. She's freaking out.
Okay, now she's freaking
there
out.
There she is. Once it's all settling in,
very cute.
She didn't quite understand exactly what was happening, and now she's like, are you kidding me? This is my dream home. This is the home I grew up in. This is my childhood home. Are you telling me we bought this home?
How much was the house?
Bro, stop it.
No, I'm wondering. I mean, COVID started in March and his business is that well?
I saw one of these things where, like, it's very popular that you do the long, drawn-out poster. And it was that her husband had come home from deployment early. But he was holding his hands over her face. And the whole time I was thinking, like, doesn't she, like, smell her husband or, like, know his hands? Like he was covering her hands instead of a normal blindfold, and the poster was like, he's holding her face. He's standing right in front, like, behind her. I was like, don't you know the smell of your husband? It's very cute. It's very cute. I love it.
All right. Coming up next, y'all, it's Hook Up or Hang Up. We got Charlie and Ryan. They're single and they're ready to date. But are they compatible? They only have 1 minute to decide if they want to go out on a date. And that is coming up right after Maren Morris on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the radio.com app. Good morning, y'all.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The NYPD announced that it's launched an investigation after a video was posted on social media of a man using a flamethrower on top of a crowded city bus. And honestly, I can't imagine anything more terrifying than a crowded city bus.
Lots of stress, lots of angst going on in this world, and we're here to help with more love. It's something we call hook up or hang up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Charlotte.
Charlotte!
What's up?
Hello!
What's happening?
Hey.
Charlotte, so we picked out a guy for you. We don't know if you're going to like him or not, but you'll decide just a second. But before we get to Ryan, let's hear about you. Tell us about what you do and the kinds of things that you're looking for in a guy.
Well, I'm a fitness instructor, and I'm also the manager of the gym that I do the fitness instructing at. Nice. So I do get to coach classes and stuff like that, but I also have to do some of the business side of things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I like numbers. I like stats, so I can kind of get into the nerdy stuff. Like, I play fantasy football.
Nice.
I'm super into my league. Like, I track it week by week, sometimes day by day, and I love it. So sports, being active, are definitely a must. I love to hike. Again, something else active. Mm-hmm. I know. But I also love pretty much anything that Netflix has ever put out. So, like, all the original shows, like Stranger Things, what else? I mean, literally, like, every Netflix original show I've enjoyed.
Wow, Charlie, you sound great.
I know.
Okay. Who's the best player on the fantasy team?
Well, that's hard because I have Jerry Jeudy, and I also have Julio because I'm from Atlanta originally. But I really liked Raheem Mostert until he got injured.
All right. Wow. Well, look at her.
Wow.
You own me.
She just named a couple of wide receivers and a running back, Sarah, just in case you're wondering, because.
Okay. Yeah, I had no idea.
I'm on top of my game. All right. Well, Charlotte, we're going to bring in Ryan and see if he's compatible with you. Let's say hello right now to Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, Ryan, we just heard from Charlotte. She sounds awesome, but is she awesome for you? That's what you'll have to decide. You guys will have 60 seconds to get to know each other. And at the end of the 60 seconds, we'll do a little 3-2-1 countdown. If you like what you heard and want to continue the conversation, you'll say hook up. But if not, then you will hang up the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, 60 seconds, hook up or hang up with Charlotte and Ryan starts right now. Go ahead, Charlotte.
All right, Ryan, would you ever go on a 2-day hiking trip, like where you camp out?
I mean, sure. Are we talking like I have to bring like a gun because it might run into bears? Like, is that that kind of thing? Or?
Well, there's bear spray, so no guns, but okay. let's see, what else? Are you a vegetarian or do you kind of eat everything?
I'm an omnivore. I eat it all.
Okay, cool, good, because I love wings.
Dear God, I
know we're running out of time. Who's your NFL team?
Cowboys.
Okay. I can handle that, I guess.
Who's your team, Charlotte?
Oh, the Seahawks.
Oh, I got a buddy of mine who's into the Seahawks. He got to do some sort of, like, I don't know.
Ryan, time is up. Unless you want to hook.
You know that there's, like, a deep, dark underworld of movie poster trading?
No.
Well, only because you brag about that Jungle Book poster that you say is worth, like, $42,000.
Yeah, that's the one.
Today it's worth $1,800 on eBay.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's worth whatever you can get for it, and good luck getting $1,800 for it. But.
Who's buying those things right now during COVID and during a pandemic when people are broke?
I have no idea, but there is this thing associated with Alamo Drafthouse called Mondo, and it's really cool art poster prints of different movies. They've been doing this for the past 15 years, and now Tim League, who owns the Alamo, is going to open up his basement, I'm doing air quotes, his basement to put all the posters that he personally owns, 15 years of posters, on auction starting at $1 November 29th at 5 o'clock. That'll run about 2 weeks. All these crazy people are going to bid all their money, and all that money is going to go towards the Alamo Drafthouse, the staff, all the debt, the expenses incurred during COVID.
That's cool.
That's
cool,
very cool. It's
really
a great
is.
Way to give back to your people.
It really is. So I'll have the information up if you want to check it out. It's actually cool. These posters are really awesome. I have no idea. I'm sure some of them are going to go for insane amounts of money, but maybe others won't. Like, I don't know. Maybe nobody wants an Alice in Wonderland poster. But check it out. Mondo Alamo Drafthouse. If you love movies, it might be a whole new world you want to be a part of.
Get in-depth info for all of those stories just for texting TRENDING to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said think fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Thank you, everybody. I love this game. We call it Think Fast. Alex and Sarah go back and forth. You know, it's weird. Alex will just be on a dynamic streak, and then Sarah will come in and just smack him down to the ground.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen this week? There's only one way to find out. Let's play Think Fast.
Who do you think won more games?
Who do you think won more games is Sarah's question. And I believe the answer to that is probably you.
Not a question in Think Fast.
Not a question in Think Fast. Remember, Think Fast, the first to five, is going to win the game. And here we go. Alex and Sarah, name a Thanksgiving dish beginning with S.
Squash.
Okay.
Yeah.
People add the breadcrumbs and the cheese to it.
You guys, please, could you pass me the squash?
No one has ever said that. Barely contain my excitement.
There was like, well, you,
no
when
one
you
eats
add
squash.
The che- yes, when you no. add the cheese no. and the breadcrumbs.
Squash is on
southern-
the table as a decoration.
That's right.
But I will take, I'm not going to fight it because I've seen squash on, what's that, what do they call it, cornucopia or what's that thing?
When the pilgrims?
I've seen squash in them, so yeah. I can't. I mean, I'm sure they ate it after. They didn't. No food went to waste, right?
All right. Sarah 1, Alex 0. Name a hotel chain that starts with B.
Bellagio. Oh, no, that's not a chain. MGM would be the chain.
The Biltmore Hotel. Sounds like a hotel in a lifetime.
Best Western.
Best Western is a chain. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Best Western is a chain, but. Let me check on this because Biltmore has multiple properties, which by definition would constitute that as a chain.
It's not a hotel.
It is a hotel, absolutely.
There's a Biltmore hotel?
Most definitely.
Where is that?
There are multiple Biltmores.
Well, where are they? I haven't heard of one, and I've been around for a while.
Biltmore in Asheville, North Carolina. There is a Millennium Biltmore in Los Angeles. There is a Biltmore in Miami. There is a Bowman Biltmore. The Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix and Scottsdale. I'm going to say that Sarah is right.
Can I check into one of these online?
Yeah, of course.
As a hotel?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's more than one location?
I just named five of them.
But you said Bowman in front of it.
I'm just over here drinking water. We all have this deep discussion.
Do we give each one of you a point then?
Sure.
I'll take it.
Sarah 2, Alex 1. What is a cartoon from your childhood that starts with T?
Tom and Jerry.
That's a good one.
Yep.
What were you thinking though? Because I can't think of a T.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
There you go.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
The game is tied at 2 apiece. The first of 5 wins. Name something you'd see in Chicago that starts with a W.
The W Hotel? The water? The... I mean, the Wyndham Hotel? The waterway?
She's on the hotel.
The waterway.
Well, not, no, but I mean, but the water, I mean, yeah. I mean, hey, when they, remember for St. Patrick's Day when they changed the water to green?
Yes.
I mean, you're looking at the water. And Booker, remember we were at, we were in Chicago 2 years ago for work, and it was like the water, they had like duck races in the water, and we were looking at the water, remember?
You see Lake Michigan, and that is water.
Yeah. The water along, yeah. Damn. I mean, hey, I ain't going to fight that one. If you want to give it to her, great.
I don't think you can't give it to her. Sarah 3, Alex 2.
Hey, what were you thinking, though? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Willis Tower. It's so. One that everybody used, takes their picture.
Yeah, but everybody knows that as the Sears Tower, right?
Oh,
and
wait,
it changed
no.
its name.
Hold on, I've never heard of the Willis Tower.
Yes.
Is that the one with the
yes.
the clear glass?
Yes.
Wait, that's the Sears Tower, though?
No, it's the Willis Tower.
Okay.
What you talking about?
Yeah, no, I knew there was one with the glass floor, and that's I never knew the name.
Yeah.
Ah, learn something.
Name a Katy Perry hit beginning with D.
Daisy.
Yep.
Damn.
Well, woo! Say that again, Sarah.
Daisies.
Yes. Okay.
Man.
Sarah 4, Alex 2. This could be for the win for Sarah Osborne.
Oh, my gosh.
Name one of people's sexiest men alive, starting with J.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Was he?
I don't know. I have to confirm that.
Yeah, he's a sexy guy.
Sarah, it appears to me that Jake Gyllenhaal has been in the Sexiest Man Alive issue.
But he's not the.
He has never been the sexiest man alive. Alex Franco, I'll give you a guess and then back to an open guess format.
I don't know if he has, but he's a good-looking guy for his age. John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Women love him, man.
Alex Franco, I don't know how you pulled John
Stamos
out of your butt. But in 2007, People Magazine named John Stamos sexiest man alive.
It wasn't even back in the day.
Bro, of all the Johns, okay, you could have said John Legend from a couple of years ago.
Wait, John, hold on.
Go back
John
a few
Legend.
Years to Johnny Depp, but you go back to 2007 for John Stamos.
But I really thought it was like during his like heartthrob days of like Uncle Jesse and all that. Awesome.
All right. The score is 4 for Sarah, 3 for Alex Franco.
Okay.
Again, Sarah could win with a correct answer. Think fast. Name a famous holiday movie beginning with H.
Happy Holidays. Home Alone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You just
exactly
did that.
What I was thinking.
I swear to God we had the same question on the
he
last
did. Week.
No,
it's no,
not
he
the
did.
Same
no,
question.
Did.
It was not, it was
yeah,
not
well,
the same question.
Yeah, well, then you should have answered it.
Sarah did the same thing.
It was not the same question.
Oh, my
question.
God.
Completely different question, y'all.
That means you had just as equal chance as me to answer it.
I mean, I sure
that's
did.
That's true, Alex.
So, wow. No advantage there.
Wow. That is true. So
wow.
there you go, Sarah.
Wow.
Get it again.
Wow. It could have also you been home for the holidays. Home
yeah.
for the holidays.
Okay. All right, Smarty Pants.
Yeah, stop.
There, no extra credit here. Think fast. Congratulations, Sarah. An acceptance speech if you wish.
Oh, man. You know, it's a good competitor, and some days I edge him out, and some day he edges me out, but today is the day that I edged him out, so cheers.
Man, I was hoping to say I wish I could thank John Stamos in my acceptance speech.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Yeah, congrats, man. His current record is 1,526 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Jeff. Jeff lives and works in Killeen. He is in the military at Fort Hood. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Jeff!
Hey,
good morning, everybody.
Jeff, are you in the Army?
Yes, sir, I am.
What is it? I always get confused. Is it? It's not UA. Is it UA? Right?
It's UA. It's
UA.
It's different.
Yeah, I don't want to screw it up. Hoo-ah! All right, let me ask you this. This is a very important question. When people say to you, thank you for your service, does it make you feel proud or is it uncomfortable?
I'd say it's more proud than uncomfortable.
Okay. Because I always feel like I want to say that, but then I wonder how they're perceiving it. Like, shut up, dummy. But
oh, no, not at all. It doesn't come off that way. If anything, we just appreciate everyone's support.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your service.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Jeff, I'm leaving right now while Sarah and Alex ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. And whenever you're finished, I'll be right back to answer the same 5. And whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to you.
All right, good luck.
Oh, you hear that? Best of luck. He said best of luck to you.
Oh, wow.
That's so nice. All right, Jeff, Mr. Brad Booker is out. Vidor, good luck.
Looks like we're going to have a new president coming up next year. What number president will he be?
45th.
Joel McHale is celebrating a birthday today. And by the way, I mentioned that because it was Joe Biden's birthday today as well. Joel McHale's birthday is today. What TV show was he on with Childish Gambino?
I honestly have no idea. The only Joel McHale show I know is The Soup.
Okay. Wonder Woman 1984 is heading to HBO Max and theaters on December 25th, which is awesome. Who played Wonder Woman's lover? What actor played her lover in the first film?
Chris Pine.
Last night was the series finale of Supernatural and the CW. It's been a long, long road. Can you name one of the Austin actors that stars in Supernatural?
I have honestly never seen Supernatural.
Okay, and finally, Matthew McConaughey sounds like he's not ruling out a run for governor of Texas. He is the minister of what here in Austin? He has self-proclaimed himself the minister of what?
Minister of Magic?
Okay. We'll bring him back in.
Booker!
That was awful.
That's okay.
Hello!
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. He got one right, but I want to give him all five because he's...
Well, of course. But it just doesn't work like that.
Oh. Maybe you can get all of them wrong, but that's not how it works either,
That's
right?
not how it works.
Yeah.
No.
I show no mercy.
I think Jeff's a fair guy.
Yeah. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Today is Joe Biden's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday,
he
Joe.
He is old. Anyway.
Let me just show you this meme. I love this so much. When Joe Biden first got elected to Senate, this is what Betty White and Caitlyn Jenner look like. And it's like hot Betty White and Caitlyn Jenner is Bruce Jenner running the track and field.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. What number president will he be?
He will be 46.
Yes. Joel McHale is also celebrating birthday today. He was in what TV show with Childish Gambino?
With Donald Glover in... Community.
Yeah. This is a Christmas treat, y'all. It's a Christmas miracle. Wonder Woman 1984. It's heading to HBO Max and theaters. So you will be able to watch it at home. I don't think they're charging us. So I think it's like...
If you have HBO Max, you're good.
Yeah, you know, and interestingly enough, Sarah, right after we had that long conversation about HBO Max, I was able to download the app. So... I got it. I'm good.
Oh, good. We got so many emails, so thank you so much on how to do it. I just have to read them and figure it out. And I'll
one of them, the easiest one, was that your password was your AT&T phone number,
yeah,
right?
That was it, but I have like 12 passwords for my AT&T. That's why it was so confusing.
Who played Wonder Woman's lover? Which actor in the first one?
I have no idea. I could tell you his name, his character name, but
I need the actor.
I don't know.
Chris Pine.
You know, I get my Chris's confused.
Yeah.
You and Chris's and Ryan's.
My Chris's and my Ryan's.
All right.
Ironically, my best friend in high school is named Chris Ryan. That's
weird.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Random.
Christopher Ryan listens to the show, too.
Aw.
On the radio.com app.
Yeah, download it today.
All right. Let's moment of silence.
Yes.
After 15 years.
Yes, what?
15. Last night was the very last Supernatural.
Oh, it's still on the air.
Is it bad I've never seen one?
Not one episode.
I know who they all are, but
yeah,
I've never
of course
seen
I
one.
Did too.
It's
anyway.
Not for me.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what it's about. I imagine something about the supernatural.
Supernatural stuff.
Supernatural stuff. Way to sum it up, Sarah.
Yeah. Anyway, can you name one of the Austin?
Jared Padalecki.
Who's the better looking one, do you think, between the two?
Jared Padalecki.
Nah, Jensen Ackles, bro.
Yeah, I think Jensen.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a shirtless of him and like...
hard to tell.
They're both good looking, but I think he's more chiseled, like jaw and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't kick either one of them out.
True.
Matthew McConaughey sounds like he's not ruling out a run for governor of Texas, but probably that's never going to happen. Anyway, he has deemed himself the minister of what here in Austin?
Culture.
Five out of five.
Yeah.
No, I believe that's only four out of five.
Sorry, you got four out of five.
Oh, man.
I'm being fair here.
That's right. You got Chris Pine.
Of course, I'm only fair whenever I win, but.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, super fair because you have military on the other line.
That's right, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you guys' time. This is Jeff from Clean. I can't be Booker.
Oh,
good
Jeff.
Try.
Thank you, brother.
Very much.
Thanks for service.
Appreciate
man.
It.
You guys have a great day.
All right, take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Man, I have so much respect for the military. I just don't know if I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either.
Mm-mm.
We couldn't even do a pull-up, dude. Mm-mm. Like on a bar, like even like the training. We'd be out of basic training. We'd last probably 45 minutes.
If I was in the military, I would join Meal Team 6 or Gravy SEALs.
Hold on. Did you?
My God.
Bro, did you make that up or
no,
did you read
that? No, in fairness, I read that somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Okay, because
I was about to tell you that was the best pun you've ever done.
Oh, really?
Bro,
oh, dang it.
Meal Team 6?
I mean, I was about to pull that as audio.
Oh, no
replay.
Joke. Totally. Oh, my God, Booker, that was awesome.
The Gravy SEALs.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay. Coming up next, y'all, with Booker, Alex, and Sarah, it is Friday, and we're going to have a little fun with Liz from San Marcos. We all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. She is into diagnostic imaging as a radiology technologist. What? I don't know. But we're going to find out more about what she does, and then we're all going to guess, and finally, she will share her salary. Coming up in 3 minutes right here on Mix. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask it till now. It's time again, y'all, for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Robert in Northwest Austin, a vacation property home manager, rakes in $120,000.
Dude was making bank. Yep.
On the phone with us now is Liz.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, Liz?
Hi. How are y'all today?
We're doing great. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everyone how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary.
Not as impressive as the last guy.
Telling you, this is crazy. Liz is an X-ray tech. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Liz. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we will play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. 60 seconds starts right now. What is the prerequisite for becoming an X-ray tech?
So I did about a year worth of classes, like anatomy and physiology, medical terminology, some math classes, and then the actual program itself was 2 years.
So a lot.
And is that on top of undergrad at college, or is that just instead of just undergrad?
No, that's just, I had an undergrad degree, but that was just a whole separate.
And how long have you been doing this job for?
Almost a year.
So are you still making your base salary?
Yes.
Incrementally, will it go up every year, every couple of years?
Oh, yeah.
We are supposed to get a raise every year, but I'm not sure exactly how much it usually goes up.
Is it salary or is it hourly?
It's hourly, but I calculated it as a salary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you could work overtime more hours. How many hours a week do you work?
I work 40.
40.
40, okay.
But if you work, like, say, for instance, it's crazy, and, like, all of a sudden a million people break their back at one time, do you get overtime?
I get overtime if I stay more than 40, and then I get overtime for being on call.
Is radiology looking at broken bones?
X-rays.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you X-ray, Sarah? Your heart?
What do you think people
Sarah,
X-ray?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well.
Hey, my lungs are. Well, I guess you can X-ray your lungs and see, but most of the time it's for broken bones, bro.
Oh, I thought it was for
usually,
like,
bones,
cancer.
Yeah, we can do lungs and hearts, and we do surgery, so we can do vascular stuff, too.
Is a specialty? Like, are you a bone chick?
Well, right now I do anything between like emergency room imaging, which is usually like bones, and then operating room.
Okay.
Where we use like a bigger machine to help the surgeon put plates and screws and all that good stuff in people.
Now, are you capable of analyzing MRIs?
Not yet. So that is a separate specialty. And that's what I'm going to go back to school for. But that's a whole separate thing.
You'll make more money?
Yes.
This is good.
Yeah, this is really good. The bones are good.
Hey, you know
said
what?
Maren Morris.
The rest don't matter.
All right.
Oh, I love her.
Liz from San Marcos, the X-ray tech. Text your guest right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex is going to use one of those text messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guest to 51993. How much does Liz make? Well, we're going to find out in 3 minutes when she shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Liz from San Marcos. She is a X-ray tech. What else do we learn, Sarah?
Oh my gosh. Okay. We learned that the prereq to become this is 1 year of classes like anatomy, math, medical terms, and then 2 years in the program. It is separate from undergrad. She's hourly. She works 40 hours a week. She's supposed to get a raise every year. She's been there 1 year and she works in the emergency imaging all the way to operating room imaging, you know, so that surgeons can help place screws on these bigger machines, like big, huge, whatever. And And she doesn't do MRIs yet, but she wants to go learn that and then she'll make more money doing that.
All right, Alex Franca, let's start off with our guesses.
All right, Megan sent a text to 51993 saying that she's a cat tech and friends with rad techs and knows they make around $50,000 a year. I'm guessing a rad tech is a radiologist and a cat tech is...
Does CAT scans?
Sure. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Then I'm going with her. So you make 50,000. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Megan. Sounds like she has the lingo down. She knows what she's talking about.
All right, Sarah
Osborne. She knows what she's talking about.
60.
60 grand. All right, I did the math. So what I did.
You did.
Yeah. So I took what I thought, just like I threw out a hourly wage.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I multiplied that times 40.
Yeah.
Just make sure I did this correct.
Yep.
And then I took that and I did a X again, which is multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for 52 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hit the equals button.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I came up with. $45,760.
Wow. Look at us in that little bubble.
$45,750.
No.
That's so close.
$60. Wow. $60.
Oh, $60.
Yeah. Gotcha.
$45,760.
Okay.
Okay, so can you quickly recap there, Sarah?
Yeah. I said 60. Alex said 50. Booker said $45,760.
All right, so here we are. Liz from San Marcos, X-Ray Tech. What is that magic number? How much are you making every year?
$48,500.
There we go.
So we were all right there. So who said 47? Was it Sarah?
I said 45,760, and then you said
I went with 50. Megan's 50, so I was off.
So Booker's the closest, I think? No.
Wait, did you say 47 or 48?
48.50.
Yeah, so yeah. Alex is closer. Nice
Alex
job. Closer.
All right, Megan, yeah.
Yeah.
I went with the pro. She
right.
knows them rad techs.
She knows what she's talking about.
So what is the weirdest thing that you've ever seen on an X-ray?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
Oh, we can bleep it.
Oh, we can bleep it. Go ahead.
A cucumber up a man's...
Shut up!
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God. I just threw up.
Shut up.
And I got to go to the bathroom so bad right now.
Does that get stuck?
Sarah, what do you, you think?
What do you want?
You asked,
really? You asked the dumbest thing.
It was just sitting on his stomach and he went in to go get an X-ray, Sarah.
I'm just saying, it seems like it would be smooth and just, you know.
I mean, it's more uncomfortable to have to be like, hey, so what brings you in today?
Wow. Well, thank you for. X-ray in our bones.
Thank you for the stomach ache right now. Oh.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but will you call us right now? 512-643-5947. Or even easier, text salary to 51993.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.